This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, I've got some business to take care of here quickly. On Friday, I covered a story from the Gateway Pundit headline, "Is the Marco Polo Group editing documents found on Hunter Biden's laptop?" And the Marco Polo Group has since reached out and has demanded a retraction, and they've said that they are not editing documents, but there is a simple confusion on the timestamps because of time zones, and so therefore the insinuation or report that they are editing emails is inaccurate. Now, in fairness, just so everybody is understanding what's going on here, again, I read this Gateway Pundit report on Friday. Marco Polo sent us a voicemail demanding a retraction of me reading this and covering this on the air. And we have offered for them, because in the voicemail they said they want it corrected, they demand it, and they want to discuss it. And so we offered to have them on the air to correct the issue. And unfortunately, we haven't heard back. And so I'm just going to do the retraction now and hopefully put this thing to rest, even though to the Marco Polo Group that was listening and got this and demanded the retraction today, we offered you the platform to come on here and correct the record. We did not hear back from you, and so I'm just doing the retraction now as you demanded. So they want you to know the Marco Polo Group is not editing Biden emails. There is a confusion over the time zones in the emails. Now, there you go. Simple as that. I don't claim to be perfect. If I make a mistake, I'll correct the record. And if I make a mistake, all you have to do is ask for a retraction. It's not that big of a deal. I'm not a conscious liar. I don't have an agenda. And I'm not here to fool anybody. But it's funny that some groups don't even want to give us the opportunity to offer a retraction. They'd rather sue us for $1 trillion. So at least Marco Polo is not guilty of that. But there you go. Want to correct the record from last Friday. Marco Polo is not editing emails. Any confusion over my reporting, I hope, will be put to rest. Having said that, Gerald Celente is about to take over. And here is a new report from Paul Joseph Watson.
Finland proudly announced that it would be including the world's first trans figure skater at the European Figure Skate Championship. Markku-Pekka Antikainen took up the sport aged 50, declared himself trans, and then started performing under the female name Mina Maria. The European Championship's performance was heralded as a stunning victory for diversity and inclusivity. One problem: Mina Maria can't skate. Come on, here we go. Here they comes. Come on, you go, girl. You got this. Yes. Yes, hold it. Hold it and turn. Yeah. Yes. And ready, go. Yes. Well done. And now, oh, shit. No, it's fine. It's fine. Get up. Get up. It's all right. Get up. Nope. Yep. Yeah. Try again. Come on. No. Send in the flag, girls. Yeah, help her up. Yeah, get the flag. Come on, Mina Maria, you know, you can go again now.
It's not like they weren't warned. Mina Maria previously competed at the 2020 Junior Cup. Stunning, skilled, energetic performance. The judges awarded second place. Zero hedge comments, similar to the way in which children competitors are sometimes given special treatment because judges are afraid to hurt their feelings. The culture of participation trophies and special allowances for trans participants is slowly erasing competitive environments and turning athletics into a joke. Okay, transphobe. All I see is a culture of stunning bravery. The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. We'll be right back.
victory has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones Show and InfoWars. And yeah, get that bone broth. Do everything you can to support InfoWars, because it's only going to get a lot worse, and they're going to censor us more and more and more. You know, tomorrow, Wednesday, the Fed's going to announce how much they're going to raise interest rates. This is very important, because the more they raise interest rates, the deeper the economy is going to sink. And the economy is on a downbeat already. When you look at the lousy sales, the retail sales in December, you know, oh my God, you know, that's the time when sales go up. That's what we celebrate Christmas for. Nothing about the birth of the Prince of Peace. We only celebrate how high are the sales going up, and they didn't go up. It was a lousy year for retail. It went up a little year. Nothing. When you put inflation into it, you know, people are spending more and buying less. So, in looking at the whole situation here, if they raise them 25 basis points, here's our trend forecast. The markets are going to shoot much higher. And so too will gold prices, because they're going to pump more cheap dough into there to keep the artificial economy up. If they raise them 50 basis points, bam, boom, down it goes. Yep. And gold will go down too. Gold prices will go down. Commodity prices go down. It'll go down. But how long will gold go down? And again, I'm not selling anything here. We have no products on the Trends Journal. Last week, I think that there was a magazine with like 163 pages. No ads. You know, we give you everything we can, trendsjournal.com. So I'm not selling gold. I'm telling you our trend forecast. Gold will then start going up again, because the economy is going to go way down. And that's what happens when things get really bad. You go for that safe haven asset. All you have to do is go back to, you know, the panic of 08. Yeah, now the smart people started buying gold. Knew that things would get worse. Because if you believe the government lies, you believe lies. And speaking of Christmas sales and liars, you know, the only thing that they talk about during the Christmas season is, you know, Santa Claus is coming to town. And again, as a kid, that's all I ever wanted, you know. Whew. But anyway, he knows that you've been sleeping, knows that you're awake, knows that you've been bad or good, so good for goodness sake. Yeah, bad or good. That's what you call bad, you know. So anyway, they don't talk at all about what Christmas is really about. It's the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, this isn't a religious sermon, you know. I'm not doing any of that. I'm just saying what it's about, you know. You celebrate Washington's birthday because it's his birthday. So Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. And banned from the American media and the Western media is anybody talking about peace. All these little low-life little boys and girls, these little media whores, these prostitutes, all they talk about is war. War. And how are we going to beat the Russians? And they bring on these little pieces of nothing garbage clowns telling them what's next. Oh, yeah, hey, bring on more American generals. Yeah, you general losers that haven't won a war. Ask them what's going to happen. And, oh, Putin's being, you know, defeated. Hey, how about little Georgie Bush, the 20-year war in Afghanistan? Where were you little media whores then? Where were we? Where we always are, Senegi. We bend over and take it. We get paid to put out by our corporate pimps and our government whoremasters. I'm little Donnie Lemon. I'm Anderson Cooper. I'm another piece of crap on NBC, ABC, CBS, FU, and I can't say the other two letters. But the Y-O-U at the end. Nothing about peace. And speaking of pieces of crap and liars, we got one called Joe Biden. Yep. My religion defines me, defines who I am. That's a quote. My religion defines who I am. This is what B.S. Biden said during a presidential debate back in 2012. I've been a practicing Catholic my whole life. You're not a practicing Catholic. You abhor the Prince of Peace. A little clown boy, arrogant president. You supported every war since you've been in the government for 60 years. What Catholic are you talking about? Hey, I was raised a Catholic, went to Catholic school. What are you talking about? I know the religion. You're not a practicing Catholic. You are a practicing murderer. You loved every war. And how you put down people that were against it, like Scott Ritter, saying there were no weapons of mass destruction in ties to Al-Qaeda. That arrogant you! That arrogant you, like all those little arrogant politicians. What Prince of Peace are you talking about? You don't support the Prince of Peace. You support the devil of war. You're a war whore. And I'll call that to your face. You arrogant boy who beat the Vietnam War draft. Oh, yeah, you're a couple of years older than me, right in the same time. Oh, all those deferments you got? Yeah. Oh, you were a tough guy. Oh, don't worry about my deferments. I'm going to go there to fight. Now, deferment. I'm not sure this is appropriate, but there is a tradition in America that the president has what is called a command coin that he gives to warriors and leaders. And you are the most significant warrior for peace I've ever met. That's what Biden is heard saying to Pope Francis when he met him back in October 2021. Oh, Prince of Peace? What prince, warrior for me? Where the hell, the Pope says a couple of things. What warrior? What warrior? Oh, what warrior? Where are all the religions coming out against war? Mormons? Jehovah's Witnesses? Catholics? Episcopalians? Jews? Where are you all? Where are all the religions? Biden. My religion defines who I am. My religion defines who I am. I've been a practicing Catholic my whole life and is particularly informed by social doctrine. Catholic school doctrine talks about taking care of those who can't take care of themselves. People who need help. Yeah, you need help. I never miss Mass. It's part of who I am. Yep. You're a warmonger. You're a murderous warmonger. You are not a practicing Catholic as Jesus Christ would see it. And he ain't alone. You're all over the place. We're going to be right back. Support InfoWars.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Gerald Celente.
It's the Unani Alex Jones Show. Yep, there's your Trends Journal. Yep. In-depth trends analysis and trend forecasting that you won't find anywhere else. Nowhere, no way, no how. Yep. And we're doing everything we can to give you the best we can. You know, one of our writers is Joe Duran. He's come out with a new book, The Human, Essays on the Degrowth, Decarbon, The Crypto War on Real Human Progress. Joe Duran, check this one out, man. This guy writes our technocracy columns way ahead. Again, in-depth trends analysis and trends journal, trends research, trends analysis. We forecast what's going to happen in depth that you won't find anywhere else. And the technocracy section of this thing by Duran. Oof. Yeah. Anyway, going back to what I was left off with Biden, the hypocritical Catholic, not a practicing Catholic. Again, it's the antithesis of the Prince of Peace. And there's a whole line of these little clowns that are running our lives and ruining them and telling us what to do. This is a transcript I got from, I had my staff do for Senator Lindsey Graham, Richard Blumenthal, senators, and Sheldon Whitehouse. You know, Sheldon Blackhead, Dumbhead. Lindsey, you come out of the closet, yeah, Graham and Richard B.S. Blumenthal. That these little clowns, that these little jerks are in charge of our life? You gotta be out of your mind. Well, we are. We're good Americans. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. Republican or Democrat. Oh, here they are, both on both sides. Got them right here. Graham and the other two clowns were out in Ukraine. This little boy that couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag, another guy that loves every war. They were over in Ukraine on January 21st, 8 days ago. The Congress just authorized $45 million aid package to help Ukraine expel Russia. President Zelensky said, "We are not asking for charity. We are asking for an investment." What investment? Oh, well, I don't want to invest. I want to invest in America. My country's rotting over here. Hey, you been to L.A. lately? You like all those homeless people everywhere? And the people that lost their houses because of the banksters? Anyway. And here is what I tell American taxpayers in South Carolina. The reason I am asking you to help Ukraine is because if we do not stop Putin here, he will keep going. Hey, fat face. Yeah, you're a little younger than me. You don't remember the Vietnam War, do you? If we don't stop those commies in Vietnam, those dominoes are going to keep falling. Same lying crap coming, spewing out of the mouth of crap heads like William F. Buckley Jr. Yeah, you know what that F is for? Yeah, a U at the end. That arrogant guy and all the prostitutes bow down and suck up to him. Just like they put clowns like you on. Hey, but they don't have Celente on Fox anymore. Used to be on all the time. Don't have me on NBC anymore. Used to be on the Today Show. A lot. Oh, Oprah, only twice. Yeah, ABC, NBC, CBS, been on all of them many, many times. CNBC, you're blackballed, Celente. You, unlike us media whores, who get paid to put out by our corporate pimps and government whoremasters, you, Celente, are an arrogant guy that doesn't swallow the crap that we swallow, that the government shoves down our throat. And we don't want you on television. We don't want people to hear you because all we do is we get paid to put out. We're media whores. We tell what we're told to tell. We don't tell the truth. We sell lies and propaganda. Lindsey Graham, taxpayers. Reason I help you help going. I also tell the people of South Carolina that you cannot allow one country to destroy another country and expect that it will not bother you one day. Oh, you mean payback's a bitch, huh? You destroy one company, country, they want to destroy you? Hey, Lindsey, how about the 3.5 million Americans, Vietnamese that the Americans killed? How about all the Korean War? You like that one? Hey, little Lindsey boy. Hey, little Lindsey clown. They have you on all the media because they like to swallow crap. You cannot allow one country to destroy another country? You mean like George Bush and you and Biden? And all the Democrats and Republicans allowed Bush to do because you don't have the guts to vote to go to war, so you let old Presidente do it in what's supposed to be a republic? How about the Iraq War, huh? The numbers are around not between 800 something thousand to a million dead. Brought to you by one country invading another? Hey, little Lindsey boy, how about Afghanistan? Oh, that only went on for 20 years. And they let this, nobody questions this. Nobody. You cannot allow one country to destroy another country. Oh, unless it's America. We become the slimy British that the our founding fathers overthrew. The sun never sets on the British Empire. I went on a blind date with some friends for dinner. No, that one of those things. They wanted me to meet this woman. She's nice. We're talking. Then they brought up the Vietnam War. I don't talk about this stuff. And I went on to her. She's, why? America has to be a world power. I said, what are you talking about? We're a world power. It's none of our business what's going on around the world. Oh, no, no, if we don't start, I said, listen, we're on a different page. I said, let's just enjoy dinner. World power? This country's rotting in front of us. The new numbers just came out. 64% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Oh, but hey, how about that bill that both the Republicans and Democrats just passed? $1.7 trillion. Oh, where's half the dough going to? The military-industrial complex. That's a fact, and that's a real number. If we don't stop this soon, there's going to be no tomorrow. Because anybody who says they're a believer in the Catholic Church is a warmonger, you could tell they're going to take us to hell.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. Yep. Again, do everything you can to support InfoWars, because they're robbing us of the truth out there. We have... these are sick, they're mentally ill people, and... You know, when a murderer murders somebody, you don't ask, why'd you murder them? Well, I had this, when I was a kid, you know, I got beat up in the fifth grade. I mean, they're murderers. That's what we got running our country, murderers and thieves. They steal our money. Oh, clown Lindsey Graham, talking about taxpayers? You mean, you took my money to get to the military-industrial complex? Oh, and another slime ball made up federal income tax. Another piece of low-life scum, Woodrow Wilson. Yeah, the same piece of scum that gave us the Federal Reserve, so they could keep stealing our money and be in control of us. Yeah, the banks, the bandits. Oh, that Jesus Christ drove out of the temple, right? Yeah. Here's our cover of our Trends Journal magazine going back to 2011. Well, didn't change. Just the different names. We got here, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, Citi. Yeah. So this is Woodrow Wilson stealing our money in taxes, and sending us to war. We got, and now they silence us. If you don't believe in what I'm telling you about an Operation Warp Speed gene therapy inoculation, then you have no right to think at all. If you don't believe what we're telling you, we're the government and you will obey what we say, this is not my America, man. And that's who's in charge of our lives. And that's why you have to support InfoWar. Because InfoWars is doing it. I mean, these people, this team that they have, the quality of what they put out, I go there every day and get, see what articles they're looking at as well. As I go to IRNA, the Iranian, as I go to Times of Israel, Jerusalem Post, one after another, all over the world, get everybody's views. So anyway, going back to little lousy Lindsey Graham, the clown boy, and again, how could people be so stupid to look up to these jerks? He goes on to say, I also tell people in South Carolina, you cannot allow one country to destroy another country and expect it not to bother you one day, right? I just said that, yeah, like the United States has done. All three of us, Republicans and Democrats, share the same goal for Ukraine, to drive the Russians out of Ukraine. Now, I don't care. I care less about it. Well, we're Republicans and Democrats. You do what we tell you. This is a border dispute that's been going on for about 300 years. None of my business. I don't want to get involved in it. Well, you have to. Okay. He goes, to achieve this goal, the Ukraine military needs tanks. Ready for this? I am tired of this. I can't say the word, but it begins with an S, has an H in it, and ends with a T. I am tired of this S show surrounding who is going to send tanks, when they are going to send them. World order is at stake. No, it's not. World order? America shouldn't order the world. There's a dispute going on between these two countries. You forgot about the violation of the Minsk Agreement? Oh, you don't remember when the United States overthrew the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych in 2014? Oh, you don't remember that NATO wouldn't move one inch further and they had 16 and now there were 30? Can't understand it, huh? Maybe you're too stupid, Lindsey. I know you're too stupid, not maybe. I know you're a stupid little arrogant boy, and I'll call that to your face, freak. War freak that can't fight. But could send in more weapons for other people to go kill. Putin is trying to rewrite the map of Europe by force of arms. A total lie. He's not trying to rewrite the map of Europe. Just, again, like the domino theory. It's doing the same thing. So the Germans send tanks to Ukraine. They need the tanks. It is your interest that Putin loses in Ukraine. Oh, yeah, and the Germans' interest about Russia, huh? You mean the Germans that killed some 25 million Russians during World War II with Operation Barbarossa? Oh, you're telling those Germans to go kill more Russians? Oh, they did a great job. Oh, you don't believe me about the 25 million? Look it up. JFK, in his speech 5 months before they killed him, a peace speech at American University in June of 2020, in June of 1963, said some 20 million Russians were killed. And that their country was destroyed, the equivalent of Chicago East. That's Kennedy's. Lindsey. Lousy Lindsey. We are going to help International Criminal Court to have the capability to bring war crime charges against those who violated Ukraine. Hey, how about war crime charges to all America's wars? How about the Iraq War? Where are the war crimes? Hey, how about the arrogant Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner? Barack Obama. I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. How about war crime? Oh, that was NATO, too, that war crime. Oh, I forgot Obama. Assad has to go in Syria. Only 685,000 dead. Oh, and how about the Yemen war brought to you by Obama, our Secretary of State, was Undersecretary of State, Blinken, my daddy, I went to Dalton, I went to Harvard, I'm an arrogant boy, I'm better than you, yeah, there you are, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. How come no war crimes? Where are the war crimes? Yep. We will continue to ask American people and Congress to send aid to the Ukraine. Okay, all you American people, you can't afford eggs? Screw you! Give me your money! Lloyd Austin wants it. Oh, you mean our defense contract, Secretary of Defense? That sat on the board of directors of Raytheon? And now he's our defense secretary, the former general? America! Yeah, you're spelling it wrong. Put a K in there. Send aid. Economic aid, military aid. As you can, as 64% of we people of slave land are living paycheck to paycheck, send more of your money to war. Be a good American. Be a good American and take the jab. Take the jab any way they give it to you. Look at these people. Not a person. Yeah. Adam Schiff. I got to spell it right. Look at that little boy. Look at that arrogant little warmongering little freak. You think he could fight? Look at him. Look at him. These are the people we're taking orders from. Hey, dumb enough to take it from them? Heil Hitler. Dumb enough to destroy Germany and the world. Yep. And then, here's this guy, Richard Blumenthal. Yeah, Blumen crap. Out of Connecticut. I am totally in agreement with everything my colleague Senator Graham has just said. Particularly about that, you know, that show, whatever you're saying. Yep. The most important part of the picture is the Republicans and Democrats are coming together in a bipartisan way to give our wholehearted, steadfast support to Ukraine. The Republicans and Democrats are coming together to steal our money and kill more people. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, making on The Alex Jones Show. And as Alex was saying, they're going to try to shut all of us down that won't swallow their crap. How dare you not swallow my crap? How dare you not swallow my crap? I'm a government official. You must therefore swallow my crap. So you can do everything they can to silence us. And so do everything you can to support InfoWars. And they have this great product out. You know, they finally got back this bone broth, this ultimate bone broth. And, you know, they got all these great ingredients in there. So they're trying to give you the best they can with it. And after years of it being off the shelves, they just brought it back. So do what you can to buy as much as you can to keep yourself healthy, and also to keep InfoWars healthy. And you got this, in addition to the powerhouse ingredients, they've also, as Alex said before, they've updated it. And it includes, you know, whole, you know, organic, soluble acacia fiber, 40 milligrams of sunflower, A whole bunch of stuff in here, you know, beyond me, real organic cocoa bean powder. And again, take advantage of the savings and pick up a bottle of this updated formula with the ultimate bone broth from InfoWars Life, because you want to get some life into you, and this stuff will help put it into you. So do what you can. And, you know, I'm going to go back to this meeting that they had again. These three clowns, these three senators, Republicans and Democrats, went to Ukraine on our money, by the way, and all the security around them besides, taxpayer dollars, stealing our money. Again, that slime boy Woodrow Wilson gave us the federal income tax, gave us World War I, and gave us the Federal Reserve. So going on to this Blumenhead over here, what's his name? Blumenthal. Yeah. Bloomin' idiot. He goes, I am deeply concerned as ever because we are at a crucial turning point, a historic fork in the road for this conflict. It is time of maximum danger, but also massive opportunity. What maximum danger? No, that danger to us. There's a border dispute. The Russians are on the verge of a major counteroffensive that will be as barbaric and inhumane as all of what they have done. Hey, Blumenthal, you got it wrong. Not as all of what they have done, as all of what we have done. Yeah, the we, the United States Senate, the United States Congress, and the United States President of the humane and barbaric Vietnam War, Korean War, what other wars? Oh, the Iraq Wars, the Afghan Wars, happy days in Somalia. Oh, no, let's how about the overthrow of Allende in Chile? Lovely in Nicaragua. Oh, yeah, you people in Guatemala, I'm sure you forgot what Americans ever did down there. What are you talking about? How about the pot calling the kettle black? No, that's not racist. That means when you're cooking something. Yep. The opportunities for America to deter and defeat that counteroffensive by Russians. Oh. Opportunity for America to deter and defeat. I guess we're at war with Russia, huh? Yeah, you just said it. I repeat, and that is the only acceptable alternative. The counteroffensive by Russians and enable Ukraine to win. I repeat, win. Oh, yeah. Go over there and fight. Yep. As we approach the first year anniversary, we need to resolve to hold Putin and all the war criminals and all the oligarchs accountable. Oh, you mean like the war criminals like George Bush? Dick Cheney? Condoleezza Rice? Hillary Clinton? Samantha Power? Susan Rice? Obama? And all you people who voted for all those wars and stole trillions of dollars from us? This is the same Blumenthal when he was running for U.S. Senate in 2010. He listed, the New York Times reported that on a couple of occasions he talked inaccurately. He lied inaccurately about his Vietnam years. Blumenthal enlisted in the Marine Corps in 1970. Until then, he got 5 deferments that kept him out of the war. And because he knew somebody and the family was connected, you know, oh, he was in the Marines. He got a coveted slot in the reserves, reduced the chance of his battlefield deployment. Blumenthal went through basic training and served 6 years in the Washington, D.C. area in Connecticut. Oh, you were right on the front lines. You little lying piece of garbage. Don't forget to vote for him again. All you idiot morons up in Connecticut, go vote for him. As Connecticut's Attorney General, a guy that's been sucking off the public you-know-what all his life, Blumenthal regularly attended Memorial Day parades and other events that recognized soldiers and veterans. The New York Times wrote in May 17, 2010, that in 2003, Blumenthal had spoken at a rally supporting the troops overseas. And Blumenthal said, quote, "When we returned, we saw nothing like this." That was a comparison with soldiers who came back from Vietnam. Blumenthal repeated a similar line in 2007 and a 2008 ceremony for veterans and senior citizens. Blumenthal lied, quote, "We have learned something important since the days that I served in Vietnam. These are the lying little freaks. These are the lying little freaks that are leading us to hell, stealing our money, destroying our lives, and it keeps on going. Another little clown of nothing, a little boy of nothing, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, watching Ukraine makes me proud of being a human being. An inhuman being. Proud of what? Proud of murder and slaughter and destruction? Are you up in Rhode Island? Can you imagine if all Rhode Island was destroyed and the people had to leave? Because nobody wants to talk about peace? We're going to go back to Washington and continue to raise pressure on accountability, both in an international criminal court. Yeah, and bring George Bush, Cheney, and all the rest. Yeah. And there you go. If Putin gets away with this, there goes Taiwan. That's Lindsey Graham. They're taking us to war. We're at war. The Russians are saying it already. If we don't unite for peace, we're going to die in war. And so do what you can to go to OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com, or the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, Justice.com, FreedomPeaceJustice.com, and do what you can do. You know, like Alex said, you know, people watch the show, they don't buy anything. You know, only like 1% or so. You know, we're giving you everything we can, and we got to unite. You better put your money in your heart where your mouth is, because they're going to destroy us. So do what you can to support InfoWars. If you want, you know, if you want in-depth trends analysis and trends forecast, you want the Trends Journal, because you can't find it anywhere else. And it's a 30-day money-back guarantee, so that's no BS. And again, support peace by going to Occupy Peace, because we got these little pieces of crap like Blumenthal and White Nothing House, White House, whatever his name is, clown up in Rhode Island. Blumenthal. Bloomberg, Blumenthal. Two pieces of blooming crap. An arrogant nothing and another clown, Bloomberg. Mayor in New York. Yeah, lovely. Arrogant people with money telling us what to do and running and ruining our lives. Every gun that is made, every warship launch, or rocket fire signifies in the final sense a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and not clothed. Said Dwight D. Eisenhower. A real man and a real general. See you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.